One-on-one. Tasha is in to help me start off the program. And Tasha, first of all, I understand you are welcoming in superintendents from the entire state of Oklahoma for what's going on at your place.
Yes, they're holding their annual superintendents conference at our location. So we have superintendents from all 29 of the Oklahoma Career Techs in and some guest speakers that have come in. Last night, we really enjoyed hearing from Secretary of Commerce Sean Copeland and President of Regent Bank. Spoke to the superintendents last night about how Career Tech can help train the workforce needs of Governor Stitt's plan for Oklahoma.
So. And he has been talking about that plan since the campaign. I remember speaking to him at a forum that we held for candidates at the time, and he spoke very eloquently, I think, for somebody who was bringing a business point of view to government, outsider's point of view to government. But he has, I think, some big hopes and hopefully some big plans that can be worked out like people like you.
Yes, yeah, we were really excited to hear from Sean Copeland last night and excited to see where the future is going for career tech in our workforce in Oklahoma.
Well, you're not ready to tell me about the future, so we'll talk about the other future of Oklahoma, which has to do with what you do on a daily basis, working with students and preparing them for the next career.
Yeah, we're currently enrolling our high school students right now. Our high school recruiter, Matt, is right now at the Bartlesville High School enrolling ninth graders in our pre-engineering and medicine and biosciences programs. And then he'll be moving on to the 10th graders for our other full-time high school programs.
Kyle Poole was in last week. We were talking about some of those programs, whether it's starting off as, I'm not sure I want to say elementary, but at the level of phlebotomy and some of those, working on to CNA. And hopefully moving on the way through to an eventual RN or something like that.
Yeah, our healthcare programs are definitely our most popular programs. And like Kyle said last week, is they can start out, right, like you said, from basic phlebotomy, work their way into CNA, CMA, LPN. And then the great thing about going that track is we have partnerships with Jane Phillips Medical Center. And they have bridge programs that'll help their LPNs get their RN, and so they'll help pay for part of that program, I think. Don't quote me on that, but
I believe you are correct. Neither one of us are authorities on that, but we're going to say what we believe to be true.
Yes, we believe, and so that's just a great program for our students and a pathway to get to their RN. One of our other most popular programs is our cosmetology program, which also typically has a wait list. Mm-hmm. And today I brought one of our students who is working on her cosmetology instructor certification, which a lot of people don't know that we have that, but we do. Mm-hmm. And her name is Katie Betzer, and Katie is with us today.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Katie. Thank you for telling us about what you do and what you're trying to accomplish at Tri-County Tech. Back me up in history now. I know you're getting ready to complete the program, but back me up in your history. What made you interested in cosmetology, and why did you choose Tri-County?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking. I grew up in Bartlesville. I've always loved tech. I applied in high school, and tech has always been a really good quality school. Mm-hmm. They have really good people that work there. They have really good people that support you, that want you to succeed, that give you all the tools that you need to succeed. And I didn't even know my full potential until I started going to tech. I didn't even realize the opportunities that I had in my community and that I could make such a big difference within my state. And now I'm even registered to vote. So I feel really proud of tech, and it's definitely helped me like break a cycle of poverty and just growing up. Like in a small town, you don't think you're ever really going to go anywhere or be anything, or, you know, you're just going to kind of be stuck in a rut like your whole life, maybe. But tech really helped, you know, just change that mindset. They help you believe that you can succeed and give you the tools to do it.
So in addition to the academic skills, mm-hmm. that you're working on, you picked up a whole new outlook on life.
Yeah, absolutely. So art has always been something I love, and I've been doing massage therapy for 7 years, where I worked downtown Bartlesville and served my community, and I really care about the people in the community and how I can give back. So that's kind of how it started. I love the service industry.
Massage therapy has always been closely associated with what goes on in the cosmetology field.
Absolutely.
It's a quasi-medical, it's a quasi-just feel-good-about-yourself skill, so you started down that path early on.
Absolutely. And in my community, safety and sanitation is really important. And just in the state, you know, the licensing in the state and the organizations that regulate the safety and sanitation mm-hmm. could use some help. And I excel in that area. So I felt like instructing and learning how to teach people safety and sanitation and how to avoid bad habits before they start within my industry will just help provide safe services for people and also help students and the people providing the services to make a living for their families. And just really, like, everybody helps everybody and it all works together.
Well, I get it. I'm yeah. different application, but I'm married to a teacher and yeah. and she, you know, probably, well, it was more than 20 years ago now, but was working on her principal's certification. She kind of, I want to compare it to an orchestra director. I hear the music the way I hear the music and I want everybody else to play it my way. You know, you have an interest and you want to make sure that those interests are multiplied by the people that are in the career field you're in.
Absolutely.
Pardon me. So, you know, okay, now Tech, you started classes mm-hmm. at Tech. Did you also learn cosmetology itself there and then move on to want to be an instructor? Or what
yes.
was your path?
Yes. So I started basic cosmetology 2 years ago, and I completed that, and it was actually my instructor that suggested that I go on to be an instructor. Those people there at Tech really help you to see what you don't see in yourself, so I thought that was really cool that she influenced me to go on and be a bigger person that I didn't even know I was. So that's why Tech is priceless.
And so one of your mentors then kind of encouraged you so that you now will be somewhat of a mentor to other
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
See one, do one, teach one. All right. Sounds
yeah.
good. So now you're getting ready for completing your certification and hopefully venturing out into the world again. Mm-hmm. But tell me about your classes now. What's going on? What do you got yet to complete?
So right now I'm working on learning how to teach people what are learning styles, what are learning difficulties, how to overcome learning difficulties for people. Excuse me.
Seems to be a morning for everybody
helping,
having something in yeah. their throat. Go ahead.
And helping people to learn how to learn. Once you give someone, you know, you can teach someone to fish or you can give them dinner once.
Yeah.
Something like that.
you got the general
right.
concept. You can feed a man dinner or you can teach him to fish.
Yeah. Yes, there you yeah. go. So I want to teach people to fish.
That's cool.
So the
most satisfying part of what you're doing right now is that expectation of, you know, I can really help somebody out, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So duplicating yourself out there in the real world, then once you are out there teaching somebody how to fish, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be the ultimate job satisfaction for you.
I think so.
Will you, and maybe Tasha, maybe you can help me out a little bit. Will she be working one-on-one with people that are already in the career field, or will she find herself in a situation like what goes on at Tech and passing what she knows on to somebody else?
Well, I think that whatever Katie does after she completes her certification, she's going to excel at. She actually was my massage therapist maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years ago and has such a great servant heart and caring about her clients. It wouldn't surprise me if she followed this teaching path or if she opened her own salon.
Could work
or
either
both.
Way. Or both.
Or both,
yeah.
I could open an educator's like space and we can just learn and teach and it would be great.
Sounds like a great deal. And I think that's, again, something that we see people who are good at doing whatever it is they are doing, in this case, massage therapy, and you found yourself a calling to say, you know, I want to help somebody else get good.
Mm-hmm. And definitely in our state, there is a very big gap between massage therapy and cosmetology. But yet, like you said earlier, they go such hand in hand. And even the curriculum is so similar. My cosmetology curriculum asked me questions about what type of massage do you use for a pedicure, or what type of massage for facials, and what are the contraindications for this type of, you know, manipulative techniques for the soft tissues and stuff like that. And so they go so hand in hand, but Governor Mary Fallon just passed it where licensing has only been a requirement in Oklahoma for massage therapy for maybe a year and a half to 2 years now. And so the communication between those two boards has been very difficult as far as like getting the accreditation for my massage therapy experience and my education to be validated through the State Board of Cosmetology. Mm-hmm. And so to have gone through that, now I have the tools to help somebody else go through that, so it's not going to be as difficult for them, so that you know, we can just help that whole communication and help that whole, you know, growing process for our state.
You had a diploma from your training in massage therapy, but there was no state certification saying you meet certain standards.
Or licensure, yes.
Yeah. Either way. Mm-hmm. So now you're moving forward on that. And how long is the career program for you? How long have you been working on this goal at Tech?
So I took 1,500 hours for the basic cosmetology program. So that was a year and a half as a full-time adult student. Mm-hmm. Or three semesters. And then my instructor's program, because I don't have 2 years of salon experience, then I'm doing 1,000 hours for the instructor's program. So I just have one whole semester and the rest of this semester left.
And frequently we talk about Tech for the adult student, and they build it around your availability, whether some courses are built for evening classes, some are built for their all in the afternoon so you can still work in the morning or something like that. So they worked with you so that maybe, and I don't know your situation, whether you went back to full-time student status or whether you are still out working a paycheck while you're trying to learn for this one.
I was blessed enough to be able to go full-time 8 to 3 and then work in the evenings and still earn a living and make it all work. But I do know that without a doubt, if anything came up, they would absolutely work with me. Dr. Grover at Tri-County Tech is really awesome about, you know, listening to students' needs, and they're very family friendly there at Tech, and they support students, and they really just want you to succeed. So whatever it is, whatever obstacles in your way, if you don't have dinner that night, or if you need to ride to school, or if you need to take a leave, or if you need to come in at noon for a few months, or whatever it is, they will listen and they will work with you to try to find a solution, because your success at the end of the day is really what they care about.
Okay, so graduation day is coming up for you fairly soon.
Yeah, May.
And I think that's going to plans, and I know you still have options. We already talked about that. But, you know, you expect to be out working, theoretically speaking, the next day?
Well, definitely I've been applying my new cosmetology skills, and I just got the license for that. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a natural leader, so I'm always helping people improve their work skills, or, hey, you could, like, keep this cleaner, or, you know, this might work better for you. I love to show people, like, you know, how they can work a little bit more efficiently or more sanitary. So I'm always applying what I'm learning. But as far as, you know, making an income for teaching, I'm not sure where that's going yet.
Okay, that's fair. So, yeah. You're still working through the process, but I do know, speaking of other things at Tri-Tech, that they have an excellent track record of placement and when giving you the credentials, the tools to be out doing what you're doing.
Yes, I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to help me do whatever it is that I decide to do. They did have, speaking, you know, I was interested in opening my own salon, or, you know, and they have a cubicle out there just for helping people start small businesses. So if you want to own your own, if you want to go work for somebody, they're a great resource. They have so many connections. They're very involved in the community. So, you know, they have all those resources for you to accomplish whatever it is that you decide to do. So they're going to help me figure that out, and then they're going to help me apply that. And absolutely get some placement in my community.
What else can you ask for than that? You were talking to the board about what we were talking about this morning, right? How were you received by the Tech board?
Well, I applied for the Tri-County Tech Foundation scholarship during my application process. I think the application is a part of the application. Mm-hmm. So I just wrote down my story. I wrote down why I wanted to go to Tech. I don't know why, really. They just have this money to give away, and so...
Well, we've talked about that before, so I will say that they have it there so that no student is going to be turned away due to financial need.
Yes.
You were there. You just didn't have the words for it.
Right.
Tasha, you're watching her go through this, and these are things that you and I have talked about before, yes. but from the student point of view, it is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's something that we're also working on from the foundation perspective, is educating our students on where that money comes from, and that 100% of our employees donate our own money to the foundation to ensure that our students succeed.
And I think that's so important. Again, if somebody's listening to us this morning and they say, you know, I could do that. Enrollment it's not always going on, but it seems like you're always working through the enrollment process with people.
Yes, we have a couple of full-time adult flex programs coming up this spring, mm-hmm. and then our full-time programs and the majority of our classes will start again in August, and we are currently accepting enrollments and applications for those programs now. So just go to our website, www.tricountytech.edu. And you'll see a big Apply Now button. And if you're interested in any of the particular programs, there are Apply Now buttons on each of our program pages. And you can just hit one of those, and our recruiter, Kyle Poole, will be back with you very shortly to tell you all about the program that you're interested in.
He's talking with high school students this morning, but he could talk to you later on. That's our one-on-one time on 1400 K1. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.